Verse 14 of chapter 2 of 2 Corinthians is where I am. Now I'm in verse 15. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ. Now we're a sweet savor in two ways. In them that are saved and in them that perished. Meaning, my speech, when I make known God's knowledge and people reject it and they perish because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. I am a sweet savor to God. God says, that smells good. People are perishing at the preaching of the gospel because they receive it not. That smells good. You know why it smells good? Because it's part of His word. It's part of His plan. That's right. That's how it ought to be. And it's also a sweet savor to God in them that hear us, in them that are saved. Verse 16, to the one we are the savor of death, unto death, and to the other, the savor of life, unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. I'm speaking the truth in the sight of God, because He's the one I know is watching me, and the things that I say are important to Him. So I say the things that are right in His sight, and of sincerity, and of a transparency of purpose. My purpose is to proclaim the truth. It's not to delude you into believing something you don't want to believe. If you don't like what I say, if it smells foul to you, then don't receive it. It's the savor of death. And from my point of view, that's good because God, He smells it. And it's the savor of death unto death. And He says, that's my will. And it pleases me well. I don't care who follows with who or this or that. I'm here to preach the savor of life and the savor of death, that God would be well pleased with the sacrifice of my lips. That the word going forth and your reaction to it, when I speak and you react, God smells something. Ooh, that smells like death. Ooh, that smells like life. It's both a sweet smell because His will is being done. And I'm not going to be sitting here as a corrupter of the word of God. That's what it teaches. If you don't get it, well, that's the smell of death. You perish because you can't receive the love of truth. You love what men savor. You love what men love to hear. And therefore, you can't receive the things of God. I'm giving you the bread, and you're giving me back the crumbs. You can't receive it. And it's natural for man to feel a little guilty because I didn't earn this or anything. God just was nice to me. But I can't say He's unjust because I don't deserve Him to be nice. I'm sort of holding my breath. And I can hardly believe that He would be so kind to me to reveal all this to me. It's stunning. And I'm not worthy. But in sincerity, I have to speak what God has revealed to me. And think what you may. I'm speaking these things in the sight of God. Who is sufficient for these things? Can you do this? It's an open question. Who is enough for this? Who has the guts to preach this message? Life and death. Verse 51. And it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face. And they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. Here he comes. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. So they didn't. Whether, I'm not sure the mentality, I mean, there's a lot of speculation. You want me to speculate? They thought, oh, he's a Jew going to Jerusalem. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's because they could tell he was set to go to Jerusalem, and so they didn't receive him. I don't know, understand the mentality behind that. It doesn't matter. It's not so much that it doesn't matter, but I can't tell. Maybe God will reveal it to me. Verse 54, and when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from the heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? There's probably a lot of hope in their hearts as they're asking this. But he turned and rebuked them and said, you know not what manner of spirit ye are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. But I'm telling you, though he did not do that at that time, don't be mistaken. When Peter suggested that Jesus not be crucified, he responded very clearly as to what spirit Peter was of. He said, "Get thee hence, Satan. Thou savorest the things which be of men, and not the things which be of God." That's very different than the way he reacts to his disciples when they ask about bringing down fire. He says, "You don't know what spirit you're of." So he does not say that this is devilish, as much saying that this isn't the appropriate response at this time. That's not the spirit in which we're coming. Jesus Christ is come to destroy and to build, to make alive and to kill. Though at this time, it was not to destroy. He came to save. He came to offer himself a sacrifice. He wasn't going to mingle those things. He wasn't going to mingle the Christ who comes with blood-stained garments, with his garments spattered with the blood of his enemies. He's not going to mingle the Christ in white with the Christ in red. Though he would soon be red with his own blood. And just because at this time it was not a time to call down fire from heaven, don't think that at the end times there won't be time for fire from heaven. Actually, in the end times, they don't even understand that in the end times. And John, it's funny, John was the revelation. He understood this later on, that in the end times, the enemies will call down fire from heaven. Because the dragon is given power from God, authority, to do miracles on the earth, to deceive people. But the servants of God, the fire does not come down from heaven. No, because God is not in heaven to them, though God is in heaven. The closest proximity of God to them is in their hearts, because he is within them. The fire, therefore, comes forth from their mouth. And they perform miracles like John and James wanted to perform. They're going to stop the heavens. They're going to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. They will smite where they had healed. It's going to be a different ministry. And just as at the time of Jesus, they didn't know what spirit thereof. I'm telling you, at the end times, the people are not looking for the right ministry. They're looking for a ministry that's coming to heal and to bring about that kind of work. When this time, it will be fire. Jesus Christ is coming to set fire to the world. And what will he do if he find it already kindled? He will find it kindled. And I want to kindle it. Just as they wanted to. Maybe I don't know what spirit I'm of. Maybe this isn't the time. Or maybe it's coming. And he's preparing my heart. I submit myself to God's rebuke, you know. He rebukes me. He teaches me. He chastises me. I go through difficulties. I go through things. Like the apostles, I'm made a fool. I'm an idiot. I find...